You're listening to Bianca's Holistic Way podcast, where we discuss health, mindset, spirituality, and all things self-help. I get deep with leaders and share solo episodes to remind you of your inner power and allow you to gain wisdom of imbalances and root causes so that you can live with inspiration. Say it with me or write it down. I am receiving all of the miracles coming my way because I'm worthy of them. Our sponsor, Microbalance Health Products, provides clinically proven non-toxic cleaning products, homeopathic formulations, and professional grade supplements to help you conquer mold, whether it's inside your home or inside your body. I use their EC3 mold solution concentrate and their fogger, as you've probably seen me use, for years, and both of these have helped me tremendously on my healing journey. You can get 20% off store-wide or 10% off their fogger using the code capitals BHW at microbalancehealthproducts.com/BHW. All of this information can be found in the show notes. Hello, dear ones. Before we get started on this episode, I just wanted to let you know that I actually have a free class that I have created for you. It's on all things how to heal your chronic symptoms and get your life back. So make sure you sign up to that if you want to receive this class. It's for free. The link will be in my Instagram bio as well as the show notes. Okay, let's get started on the episode. Welcome back to the podcast. Let's get into part two of the reason why some of our symptoms are not subsiding. In today's episode, I am doing a part two of the last episode where I spoke about our mindset connection to symptoms and also our energy body's connection to symptoms as well. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about our internal relationship and how that's affected by chronic illness and what symptoms it can cause, as well as our external world, and that is so important as well. So let's get into it. Before we even start, just make sure you've listened to the other episode if you want the whole picture. Let's get into it. Okay, so let's start talking about our internal relationship and how this can be affected from chronic illness. This was huge for me to see it in this lens. So our internal relationship can be affected from chronic illness, and this can directly be a root cause of extra cognitive emotional symptoms, such as brain fog, mood swings, anxiety. And this is normal. I want you to know that. This is so normal after a period of feeling unsafe in our bodies. And it's so important that we find support and get back into balance with peace within to support ourselves. Here's how it does that. Our self-perception really gets affected with chronic illness. We have a negative self-image related to the illness or limitations. We can feel inadequate and we can have our worthiness affected. And there's this overemphasis on the illness defining an aspect of ourselves. I found that I really labeled myself as my chronic illness and I lost my identity. And this can be something that we can go through. And when we recognize that it is separate from us, we can get back into a relationship because this creates a loss of self-esteem and confidence as well. And it really leads to this disconnection from ourselves. So I want to ask you, have you got a connection to your body right now? How do you feel in connection to your emotions? Are you numbing them? Are you feeling detached or dissociated? Because that directly shows you what's happening in your internal world. And then what is your inner dialogue like? Do you have persistent negative self-talk and self-criticism? Overwhelming feelings of guilt or shame or self-blame, difficulty maintaining a positive outlook on life, that's huge too. Or do you have coping mechanisms to manage your emotions? Sometimes avoidance of emotions or denying our feelings related to illness as well can create a huge amount of stress and anxiety on the body.
So this internal relationship gets affected from the illness and how we start to perceive ourselves as a result of that. We can start today by giving ourselves grace, by self-validating ourselves. When a symptom comes up, tell yourself, I know this is difficult, but I've got you. I'm here for you. We're going to move through this. It's this beautiful connection that you can have with yourself through self-validation and grace that can help this internal relationship a lot more. So that's a really great place to start. And you can also just see how these can create more, you know, effects on our symptoms. We could have more anxiety, more fear, more overwhelm from this disconnection to ourselves. So that's why our internal relationship can create more symptoms within the body. So it's so important to look at it like that. Like, we don't just say you need to heal your internal world. It's like, no, we need to start self-validating and shifting and healing and allowing our internal world to heal so we can walk out into wellness again. And that's how it has created more symptoms, because of our disconnection from self, loss of identity, and negative self-image. You know, and it's fair enough. It's so normal. I didn't realize it was really happening until I started to heal it, until I started to self-validate and listen to myself and the things that I was saying to myself. So I hope that that helps you today. Let's move on to the external world, because this is huge. You'll hear me say this often, but the external world is deeply affected. We know this, we say it all the time, but we don't notice how it creates more symptoms and how we truly need to support it to heal our body and to find wellness again. So being subjected to gaslighting and misunderstanding and mistreatment can lead to overwhelming emotional stress and dysregulation of our nervous system. This can result in additional physical and emotional symptoms due to your body's heightened stress response. So when you lack support from those around you, it can contribute to feelings of isolation, stress, and emotional distress, leading to symptoms such as increased anxiety, feelings of insecurity, depression, feeling of hopelessness, fatigue, low energy levels, which is huge for us when we deal with so much fatigue already, difficulty coping with daily tasks and responsibilities. We can have an impaired immune function and increased susceptibility to illness, because anxiety and those lower moods, we know scientifically, can create those symptoms, right? So if symptoms are not subsiding, we do not look past what's happening externally as a way to heal ourselves and get back into wellness. You know, negative opinions of others can impact our self-esteem and our self-worth, which results in us avoiding social interactions and new experiences and creates more emotional distress and symptoms, leading to more depression, more anxiety. Feeling like a burden can lead to guilt and shame and increased stress. And this can lead to more anxiety, more emotional distress, more decreased motivation. And this one is really huge. I know you feel this if you're still listening. Feeling guilty. Experiencing guilt can have profound effects on our mental health and our emotional well-being. It creates more stress, which leads to harder to breathe, more impaired thinking, more fatigue, more low energy levels, and impaired concentration and decision-making abilities. So know that your external parts that have affected you also create more symptoms. When it comes to healing your internal world, what I teach is a direct communication with your inner dialogue. You may have seen parts of this within my book if you've read that. All of this is going to be in Pathway to Wellness because it's so important. Building an inner dialogue that serves you and learning how to stand in your power and turn your empathy within, no matter what's happening externally. They are the answers. You will always hear me saying, when I realized that my hands were attached to me, I was set free. Because I had focused so much of my energy, so much of my time on this external factor and trying to get people to believe me. What a waste of energy. And allowing the loops of trying to understand why they're seeing me that way take over. For years, I did it to myself. And now I'm so grateful to share it with you because I know you can stand in your power. I know you can turn all that empathy that you give others within. And I want you to know that we can't change anyone else around us. What we can do is start today by making gentle shifts. Instead of saying to yourself, they gaslit me, start saying to yourself, they only saw me from the lens in which they can see. They only saw me from the lens in which they can see from their perception of their experience so far in life. They don't have the empathy to give me, but I have the empathy to give me. I'm safe no matter what they think. It's not my job to make them believe me. It's my job to support me. And turn your empathy within. Use those moments as pattern interruptions to turn your empathy within. Remind yourself, you've got you. You are so powerful. But I want you to know that your internal world, your external world, your energy body, your mindset, all of these areas all play a role in your chronic symptoms not subsiding. And it's up to you to really look into that and ask yourself, oh, if I'm treating the physical root cause, which is also an area as well, we need to know the physical, that is very real. But simultaneously, what else is creating more symptoms for me? And how can I bring that back into balance? So I really hope this more in-depth understanding of these areas have come through today. I will be doing some more on this very soon, so keep your eyes peeled, right? But I really want you to know, if you can just start today by grounding and getting outside for your energy body, if you can just start today by self-validating yourself through whatever's going on internally, if you can start making gentle shifts when you feel like your external world has pulled you out, if you can just start making the small steps, I promise you, you build momentum slowly to wellness. It's all about our ability to shift our perception in every single moment, to become present enough with what's happening within our life, internally, externally, with our mindset, you know, reframing our negative thoughts, all the things, to become present and aware with ourselves enough to see, if my symptoms are not subsiding, where are the other areas? What do I really need? And so when I tell you that it was all the areas, I mean that it was all these areas. And I beautifully have created a technique for every single area and been teaching them to people, for years. And I still do them myself. Because healing is this holistic journey of all areas coming together. So create yourself a list of all the little tips that I've given you. And I also want to say, I have also created the free guide. Have you gotten that already? If you haven't got my free guide already, go and grab it. Get the root cause of the diseases with a supportive checklist. It's got a checklist for every single area. So you can go through and see all the physical illnesses that I see, often missed or misdiagnosed, in detail. Tick the ones that resonate. Have a look at my way I suggest to treat the root causes. You've got your mindset list, your energy list, your internal list, your external list. And also I mentioned, and the physical ailment is also our nervous system. You can imagine how all these areas could create so much dysregulation for ourselves. And the journey of wellness is integrating all parts of you back into balance. I want you to know that you can do this. I want you to know that you are so powerful. I want you to know that I'm not special and I understand each one of these areas. I had attentional bias with my mindset. I had neural pathways that were not working anymore. I had created more symptoms from my internal world because I saw myself so terribly in the mirror every day as this burden, which was not true. I allowed the external world to pull me out. I had so much stagnation in my energy body that it was creating so much tension and jaw pain and neck pain. And it was so tough on me. But I know if I can do it, I know others can do it. I know I've seen others do it with the techniques and being able to really choose to integrate it and say I'm going all in, that it truly, truly works. So with that being said, let's take some breaths together. Holding both hands on your heart, I want you to say to yourself in this moment, I can do this. I don't care how cringy it sounds. You are fighting for your life. You are getting back into wellness. Be cringy. Support yourself. Be your best friend and say it. I can do this. Scream it from the top of your lungs. Know it's possible. And let's take some breaths. Breathing in deeply. And as you breathe in, you're just breathing in wellness. And on the exhale, release, even if you have to have a sound, all the way out. Breathing in wellness. And on the exhale, fully releasing all the way out. Let it all go. One last cleansing breath. Breathing in. And as you exhale, release any tension from your beautiful body. Ensure to take some notes of these two parts. And I hope that they've brought you some deep understanding of some of your symptoms. I have that free guide for you. Check it out. Go through the checklist. See if any are really relatable to you. It's such a valuable resource and it's for free. I also want to let you know that my course, Pathway to Wellness, the step-by-step program helping you overcome chronic illness, finally say goodbye to the fatigue, the brain fog, and most importantly, feeling defeated so you can get relief and get your life back, will be out so soon. It's only going to have doors open for around a week, so keep your eyes peeled. Get yourself on the wait list, because if you're on the wait list, you'll get discounts and you'll also get my bonus free ebook, which is everything to do with mold toxicity, from your home to living in a tent, from your body, everything you need to know about healing, that labs you need to go to. It's got everything in there. And you'll also get my free herbal guide protocol booklet, which has my Lyme protocol, co-infection protocols, viral protocols, heavy metal protocols, parasite protocols, gut healing protocols. I think I've said them all. Oh, also my detox regime, adrenal cocktail drinks, all the things. So I've never really given those away for free before. Normally you get them if you work one-to-one with me. So I'm really excited to give those away for free if you're on that wait list. All of these lists and links can be found in the show notes or the link in the bio of my Instagram. I am just so proud of you. I want you to know healing is possible. I know it's been difficult, but I know that you have got this. Get on the wait list, get your free guide, and I am sending you so much love, blessings, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you for joining this episode. I just want to let you know the willingness to show up for yourself is not something that everyone's willing to do, but you are. So you've got this, we've got this, and I'm really proud of you. I also just want to remind you that all the information shared on this episode will be found in the show notes. You can find that in the link of my Instagram, Bianca's Holistic Way. If you're interested in any of my services or the guest services, all that information will also be found there. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone who may benefit, or leave me a 5-star review. It helps others find the podcast too. And most importantly, I want you to remember that you are powerful and that you have everything within. Bless, and I'll speak to you soon.